And that, of course, is the haunting love theme from 7 Second Delay by the Friends of Don Quixote. And this is 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken Friedman, and we're waiting for my co-host, Andy Breckman, to come by.
I think you're my co-host, buddy. Wouldn't you agree?
I beg to differ. I feel like you've dropped the ball recently. I feel like you've abdicated the throne.
It doesn't matter what you feel like. That's just your feeling. Doesn't make it true at all.
My feelings are real.
So you have 2 shows every Wednesday. I'm your co-host.
We're co-hosts.
Okay, well, that takes a little of the pressure off of me.
Oh, I see. So you want to... Oh, I understand.
Hey, will you remind me when it comes time, when marathon time comes around?
Sure.
And I have to open my wallet?
Absolutely.
Will you remind me that it's your show?
No, I'm not saying it's my show.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
You think we're equal partners?
You want to be the host, and you want me to be the co-host.
Doesn't matter. Hey, thanks to Matt for filling in. I couldn't get to, I couldn't even Skype in last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, little Matty Warwick filled in for you last week. People loved it.
Did he do so well that you will permanently replace me with him? Well, is that something you would consider doing?
Well, no, but here you are.
Operation Get Out of Operation Get the Hell Out of Here did not succeed.
Well, here you are this week, so yeah. I would have already replaced you.
Yeah.
But there
I know he's very charming.
Yeah, there was a certain magic in the air.
He has an easy charm. He's an easygoing guy.
Yeah. No, people loved it.
Yeah.
People said, like, what a breath of fresh air little Matty Warwick is.
Yeah. I guess another surprising thing about Matty Warwick is that he is a slave owner. People don't know that about him. He has 2 indentured servants at his house.
He does?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But no, you keep giving him all the slots you want, buddy.
That's just something.
No, that's fine.
No, look.
You seem to be a champion of the guy. I think you're playing with fire.
I think you're being very chauvinistic.
I think so, too.
I think this is you have to judge Matt by his cultural
the
norm.
The cultural norm.
Down at the Jersey Shore, people keep slaves. That's where he was raised.
To get all the little shells and rocks off his beach.
Pick up hypodermic needles.
Yeah, he has his manservants out there every morning.
Yeah.
No, but he's very, very cool on the radio. Has a great, great style. Just an interesting fact about him. I just wanted to remind people.
Yeah, don't judge him by how he disposes of his medical waste. That's all I'm saying.
How are you doing? Hey, congratulations on and to you and Kim, and I guess to me.
Yeah, on the Billboard Kickstarter. We are going to have a billboard. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you made your goal.
We made your goal.
I guess I should say we. Well done, my friend.
And we're still trying to determine which is going to be the first billboard to go up. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to WFMU.org. And look for the link for the Kickstarter billboard.
Can't they just go to Kickstarter and look for WFMU?
They could do that, too. Either way.
Billboard? Now, do you have the running total? Do you make that public or do you not?
I do have the running total right here.
And which is in first position?
We have 10 possible billboards up there. Mm-hmm. And
to choose from, to vote.
And in order to vote, just send an email to billboard@wfmu.org. The one that is overwhelmingly winning at this point is the Rihanna Bieber Manson one.
And how's the Caucasian radio doing?
It's not doing too well. I think it suffered from bad timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, white power. Yeah. It's fallen on hard times recently.
Although you have to say this, if you are looking to buy a statue of a Confederate hero, this is the time to do it.
Absolutely.
They're probably all over eBay. They're probably being sold very cheaply. You can add them to your collection.
Yep.
It's a buyer's market for Robert E. Lee statues. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, I'm not. My General Sherman statue has skyrocketed in value in the last couple of weeks.
That's right, because there are fewer of them every day. Yeah. We're so funny, the things we say.
How come there are no Union statues? The Union won.
Well, there are statues of President Grant.
But he was.
And I believe there's something called the Lincoln Monument. I believe I take you to Washington, D.C., I bet we could find it.
No way.
It's not a secret. I believe it's on the map.
But those were both presidents.
Oh, I see. You mean of generals.
Yeah, what about General Sherman? McClellan, Sherman. No statues.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Quit screaming at me.
And the billboard that's in the second place at this point, we have a tie for second.
Is?
4 out of 5 doctors recommend WFMU. The fifth doctor is an asshole.
Right.
And that's tied with the new ambulance chaser polka.
Right. It looks billboard. Like a legal land.
Yeah.
So and anyway, how's we're talking about your dead mother? How's that doing?
Not very well.
Man, can't get a break.
Dead mom is tied for fourth. Sorry.
It confirms my theory. I'm just too funny. I'm just too funny for this audience.
I did send the dead mother artwork into the billboard landlord, and he loved it.
He did?
Yeah. I was amazed.
You know what? I suddenly don't like it as much. He's not offended by it.
He was not offended at all by it.
Hey, we have a great show tonight.
Yes, we do.
This is a show my bride, Beth, suggested a while ago, and I always thought it was a good idea. I'd like to try it. You call us at 201-209-9368. You tell us what's in your pantry. It's called What's in Your Pantry. That's the name of the show. You tell us what you have around your house. What's in your refrigerator? What ingredients are in front of you? And then another listener will call 201-209-9368 and suggest a meal you could cook for dinner.
It doesn't have to be a meal, right?
Well, what else would it be? What else would you make with these edible ingredients?
Edibles.
Yeah, good point, Ken. It doesn't have to be a meal. It could be edibles.
Yeah.
Okay, 201-209-9368. So call us. We'd like to hear what's in your pantry, and then we'll get a listener on the phone, maybe someone with a little more experience in the kitchen, someone maybe that's done some culinary work.
What's in your pantry?
Professional cook. Beth always seems to have a well-stocked pantry. I am not a foodie. I don't pretend to be. But Beth is always, Beth loves it. I think for Beth it's kind of therapy, you know, cooking. And I think that's true for Hank too, isn't it?
Yes it is.
So we're at 201-209-9368, and we're asking listeners, what's in your pantry? You tell us what's in your pantry, and another listener will help you prepare dinner or a meal from those ingredients. This is going to be great. I've been looking forward to this. This is going to be great.
I can tell you what's in my
this
pantry.
This is going to be great. Yeah. What's in your pantry?
Should I start?
No, you don't. You not have to be in your kitchen. You have to actually tell us. You can't do it from memory.
I go into my pantry a lot. I can remember what's in there. I only go into my pantry for a couple of things.
I know when you're running low on rat droppings. We're 201-209-9368.
Do the rat dropping joke again.
Oh, shut up. You can just go to hell.
Hey, the reason you...
How can I hate my best friend this much?
Have you cast anybody else for your new Netflix TV show?
No. You got somebody in mind?
Carol Channing.
She's still alive?
Barely.
She's done.
She's alive enough.
Done and done. Why? You want a chance to nail her? Want to come to the set? Hang out at the set?
No, thanks.
Nail her?
I just think she would
You'd be the last man to nail her. You can't be the first man. You might be the first straight man.
I just think that she might have a really great chemistry with Tony Danza.
She might.
How about Charo? I know you were hanging out with Charo at the Republican convention a couple of years ago.
Charo did. She did a Triumph show.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There's a picture of you and Triumph and Charo.
There is.
Yes, there is. I have it.
What the hell? What was that about? I can't even remember.
You were posing.
It's all a blur.
You were.
She was doing some bit.
If I was with Charo, I'd want a picture with Charo.
So no one's calling.
No, somebody's calling. They're
Nick, put them through, young man. Just send them through. Screen those calls like the wind.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. And
we're playing What's in Your Pantry. So we're gonna make a love connection between someone with ingredients to use and someone who knows what to do with them. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks so much for calling.
Renee and Nutley, you're on the air.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great now that you called. And so you're in your kitchen.
I'm in my kitchen.
You're at a little bit of a loss.
A loss? What for?
Well, I don't know. Like, what ingredients do you have?
Well, in my kitchen right now, I have... I hear me.
It's okay.
I'm making roasted vegetables. So I have different marinades. I have applesauce. I have spinach. I have ginger, lemons, iced coffee, apples, peppers, cucumbers.
Are you writing this down, Andy?
I am not. I hope maybe one of our listeners knows what the hell she's talking about and can help her out. Wait, we're going to try to hook you up with someone that is there another caller?
Somebody's trying to get through. Nick is a very difficult call.
201-209-9368. Hey, Nick, if they're female, put them through, son. Just put them through, son. To help Renee. Hang on, Renee.
You got
help is coming.
Renee, you got applesauce, ginger, lemon, apples, peppers, cucumber. And what else you got
roasted
there?
Roasted vegetables. I have some nuts.
Nuts?
I have some
what kind of nuts?
Nuts. I have almonds, and I have, I have a mix, like pistachios and cashews and walnuts.
Okay, I think now who do you normally cook for, yourself or?
That depends. Tonight I'm cooking for me and a friend.
Friends are great. I had a friend once. Loved it.
What
Loved
happened?
It. Well.
Only once.
Sounds like he or she is not your friend anymore.
No, he or she is not my friend anymore.
What happened?
Well, he introduced the show as his show and me as his co-host. And that was it for me.
That's cold.
That was cold.
Yeah, I can understand you not wanting to be friends with him anymore.
Yeah, I'll find another friend. Can I do that next week?
Yeah, sure. Friend? Hey, Renee, we have somebody who might have some ideas on what you can make.
Oh, good. 201-209-9368. The name of the show is What's in Your Pantry. You call us and tell us what's in your kitchen, and we'll help you make something out of it.
Oh, Michelle in Secaucus. Also has ingredients.
Oh, great. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you in your kitchen?
Yes, I am.
Is this Michelle Mealy?
Yes, it is.
It's our thank you girl, Michelle.
I don't know what that means.
I will laugh.
What does that mean?
We thank her every week.
For what?
For calling.
Are you
in.
Serious?
You're providing really? Pantry ingredients.
Well, anyway, okay. Michelle.
What the hell would we thank this woman for?
And I donated money.
Do you remember Amy Vogel?
Yeah, that name I know a little bit, yeah.
Michelle is this year's Amy Vogel.
But a lot of people donated money.
But the week before the marathon, we were pimping ourselves out, and Michelle said that she would donate if we thanked her every week.
What's it like in your little world, Ken, your little imaginary world? With your
it's very small.
201-209-9368. We're playing What's in Your Pantry. Hey, Michelle, what is... What's in your pantry?
Oh, I have an array of items. So I have, I'm not even kidding, I have like 10 packages of different flavored Oreos in my pantry at the
really?
Moment.
Really?
Now, wait, what's the story behind that?
I just like Oreos.
I've heard that Oreo has unveiled a whole bunch of new flavors.
Yeah, I love to try all the new flavors, but I don't really like to finish the whole pack by myself, so I just buy them all until I can you know, just to try and then share with others.
What are some of the new flavors of Oreos?
Don't tell us. Don't tell us, Michelle.
No,
we're going to
really
move on.
Trust me. So I have Firework Oreos, which are Pop Rock Oreos.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts Mocha Oreos, they're pretty good. Waffles and Syrup Oreos, they're not so great.
Well, Michelle, do you have any ice cream?
I do have ice cream.
Do you have an idea, Ken, involving the Oreos and the ice cream?
Yes, Michelle, put some ice
cream. But wait, first off, Michelle, you better get a pencil and paper.
Okay.
Ken has an idea. Okay. If you're joining us late, Michelle Mealy has called. She's describing what's in her pantry. The ingredients that Ken is working with are Oreo cookies and ice cream. Ken, the magician, the culinary magician, is about to suggest some kind of special dessert that you can make with those ingredients. 201-209-9368. We're playing What's in Your Pantry.
Michelle, put the ice cream in a blender.
Okay.
And throw about 20 Pop Rock Oreos in the blender with the ice cream.
Okay.
And turn it on high.
Can you repeat that last step?
And I think he said,
turn it on high.
Add your daughter's hamster, and then turn it on high.
Oh, okay, I got that.
And then you'll have.
I also have two bell peppers and a zucchini.
Throw it all in.
Throw those away.
Throw them in there too.
No, don't put those in the blender.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, Michelle, when you cook, who do you cook for?
Who do I cook for? I try to cook for my family occasionally, but mostly myself.
Because they don't appreciate. They don't appreciate.
I know. Yeah, they don't appreciate my meals.
The sweetest sound you could hear from your family is, Mom, that is, that's delicious.
This milkshake might win them over, though. We'll see.
Oh, it's not a milkshake. It's a blizzard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a blizzard. It's an Oreo Pop Rock blizzard.
We're playing.
It's definitely
what's in
unique. They'll definitely have opinions about it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear when the reviews come in.
I will give a review for sure.
Well,
Thank you so much for saving my dinner.
You're welcome. It's
You're welcome, pleasure. Michelle. Thank you, Michelle Mealy. Our thank you girl. What's wrong with you, Andy? Andy's very upset. Renee, here's what you can do with your ingredients. Are you still with us, Renee?
I am.
Okay. I've been thinking about this a long time.
We need a real cook to call, or baker.
Oh, I'm not real enough?
No, you're not.
I'm not a real enough cook for you?
I don't know what the hell you are. I've eliminated cook. I long ago eliminated broadcaster.
I know how to put stuff in a blender.
Yeah, you sure can do
that. Oh, try best friend. Yeah, what about best friend?
Nope, I can't say that anymore.
Why not?
You broke my heart. Ken, you shot me in the heart.
Well, Renee,
this is my co-host.
Take the almonds, the pistachios, the cucumber, the apples.
Maybe somebody out there has a better idea of what Renee can
do. Yeah, I'd like to see somebody come up with a better
201-209-9368. It's What's in Your Pantry. What can Renee make with these ingredients?
Anyway, Renee, take those ingredients and then put them in a bag and go over Michelle's house. And have Michelle throw them in the blender with the Oreos. That's my idea.
Okay, well, hold on. This might be a real cook calling on the other line.
All right, Renee, thank you.
Wait, no, we got to keep Renee on for a second.
All right.
Okay. Are we ready? Are we ready for this?
And we have a very special call for you on line two, Andy.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Beth. I'm so glad.
It's time to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wine, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. Make her call us at 201-209-9368.
Hey.
Hey, Beth. How are you?
Welcome to My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife.
Beth, we just, no, there's no real pantry. No, Bethy, that show was just Beth bait. That was just to get you to call. We're not going to do a pantry show. But Bethy, we have all these trivia questions, and I'm so proud of you, honey. I'm so proud of how smart my wife is. And we're gonna
how stupid I am. I
No, no, no. Bethy, the name of the game is My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife.
Is that really a caller?
Yeah, but there, she was just part of our entrapment, our sting. It was a sting.
It was.
And you were the mark.
Oh.
Okay, so the game is called My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife.
No,
we're going to call Hank. Hank will be on the phone soon, but we're gonna take calls from listeners. We need husbands to make their wives call.
But we have Renee on the line.
No, she's not, but her husband's not there.
Renee is your...
Can I still talk to Renee?
Honey, we're not. No one's interested in cooking. That was just to get you to call. The game, the real show...
Okay.
Is My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife. We knew that you would never call. You would never agree to it if you knew that was the theme of the show. But we have all these trivia questions. And the winner, if you can beat Beth, we're going to ask...
Okay.
Renee's hung up on you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
We're going to ask husbands to make their wife call 201-209-9368. And if your wife can beat Beth, 2 out of 3 questions... what are the subject categories, Ken?
We have movie, geography, literature.
American history?
American history, political
poetry?
Trivia.
Maybe, I guess literature, it might be poetry. I guess you can alternate
okay.
Choosing the category.
Sorry. My computer is closed.
Yeah, that's right. You can't, that's right. Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
We need husbands to make their wives call 201-209-9368. But honey, there's a real prize involved. If your wife is smarter than Beth, if your wife beats Beth, 2 out of 3 questions, you're in the running. We're going to be giving away a gift certificate at the end of the show.
Okay.
To where?
To Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Guys love Home Depot.
But I thought this was about wives.
Well, but the wives are winning.
Sexist husband or sexist men?
I once met a sexist husband. I can't imagine anyone living with such a
person. I hope Bella Abzug is
this,
I hope Bella Abzug calls.
Andy, this isn't the most feminist idea you've ever had.
No, it's celebrating how smart pride people have in their
in
their wives.
Hank and I were playing.
Hank will be, I believe, the final round.
That's my wife, by the way, Hank.
Right.
Yeah.
Hank, short for Henrietta.
Right. Close enough.
It's not short for Henrietta?
No, it's not. But that's
you
close.
Don't even know your wife's legal name.
I do.
Oh, maybe I guess I'm wrong. 201-209-9368.
And you
only... you're not getting any call.
No. People will call. Husbands will make their wives call. And then they're in the running for a big, big gift certificate.
Well, can't just women call? What if I just call? What if women call? Why does it have to be wives?
Oh, Beth.
It's time to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife.
See if your wife is smarter than my foxy wife. We've got my foxy wife on the phone, ready to play. 201-209-9368. Hey, let's hear that one more time. Hey, Bethy, listen. Beth, we went through a lot of trouble to make this. Here we go.
It's time to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. Make her call us at 201-209-9368.
Oh, my God.
All right. Somebody's calling.
Hey, we got it. Okay, here we go. Some lucky husband is in the running. Let's see if their wife is smarter than my wife. Are you ready to?
Yeah.
Just put them on, Nick. Put them on, son. We want to talk to the husband first, right? So
this
we can
is like a Stepford Wife kind of thing. I this is so
more like The Handmaid's Tale, I think.
More like A Slice of Paradise.
Oh,
how
God.
I would look
something
at it.
That would be on The Handmaid's Tale or something.
Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Beth loves that. I let Beth watch that show, and she really enjoyed it. Did you let Hank watch Handmaid's Tale?
Hell no. You kidding me?
I give Beth a pretty long
reach. That gives him some pretty crazy ideas.
You're so going to want to come home tonight.
I'm going to. Hello, Red Roof Inn.
Peyton, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Peyton.
Is your
hey,
husband
how's
is
going?
Is doing fine, thanks. Is your husband there with you?
Yeah, he is on the treadmill.
Well, we'd love your husband to introduce you.
Oh
my God, Peyton, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Could you just
he won't.
He won't.
He won't. Yay.
Do we believe that she's a married woman? Would your husband enjoy a gift certificate to Home Depot? Let's see if we can win it for him. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Well,
what do we just
okay, now all you have to do is the first one to say the answer gets that point. We're playing best out of three. And Peyton, because you're our guest, why don't you pick the category?
Movies.
Movies it is. Okay, Bethy. Bethy, please, Bethy.
Okay, okay.
Okay. We're ready with this one. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, here's the first question. What is the name of the animated science fiction comedy drama film released in 2002 about a Hawaiian girl and her unusual pet?
Lilo and Stitch.
She's correct. Peyton is correct.
Peyton?
Peyton gets the
point.
Oh, this is killing me.
Thanks, Bethy.
My wife.
Sure, Peyton.
I guess we should change the name of the game. Is my wife might be smarter than your wife. Okay, ready to go? Okay, now, honey, now it's your category.
Okay, Beth, you can choose history, geography, or literature.
Geography.
Okay.
Okay, Beth. Sequoia National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Oh, Arizona?
No. Peyton, you want to take a shot?
No, that was Peyton. Bethy?
That was Peyton.
No.
Wait, hold on.
Well, I guess we only have a few. We can't have unlimited time, right, Kenny?
Okay, all right. I'll say California?
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, now we have a tiebreaker.
Okay, this is it. Peyton, this is for all the marbles. Peyton, you can choose the category. It's actually quite extensive. There's dog trivia. There's chemistry trivia. Bird trivia? Food trivia?
I love dog trivia. Let's do dog trivia.
Okay.
All right. Dog trivia it is.
I know that's not best. It might not be best strong point, but we'll see.
What is the most popular breed of dog in these United States?
Labrador?
A Yorkie.
Yes, Labrador is right.
No, wait. who said that?
I did.
And I'll tell you why she said that. Because my wife is smarter than your wife. Let's play that. Thank you, Peyton. Thank you,
Peyton.
Okay.
Thanks.
And that was round one. I dodged a bullet.
Well done, Beth.
There's no.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey. I don't have to buy a gift certificate for it. Let's play that theme song again.
No.
Beth
no,
loves it.
No,
Beth.
No.
Beth is pretending
it's
not to love it.
Play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. Make her call us at 201-209-9368.
And we're happy to have Beth Landau with us on My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, the reigning champion, and we're looking for a challenger to give us a call at 201-209-9368.
She eviscerated her first challenger. Eviscerated.
I would say I would say you eviscerated Peyton. Beth, you got twice as many points as Peyton did.
So give us a call. Have your wife call us, 201-209-9368. And she's playing for a
Home Depot gift certificate. What happened to the old feminist, Andy, who got the tampon test?
I'm champion.
Yeah, I'm working more on
Is there anyone else who champions women like this? I'm handing the show over to my foxy wife. What better feminist could there be? A lot of guys, they call themselves feminists. You tune into their show, abity, 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 blah, blah, blah. It's all about them.
The kids want to know why they're not going to California Pizza Kitchen.
Well, they'll be there soon enough. Honey, we've got to stave off all these challengers. There's another one calling.
Okay,
here we go.
The kids wanted to know what exactly?
Well, they're hungry for dinner.
Oh.
They'll be all right. This is how they build character. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, we have a couple of calls. Honey, you have challengers left and right.
Hello, challenger number two. What's your name?
Lisa from Montclair.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Say hello to my wife, Beth.
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, Lisa, is your husband home?
Oh, God, no. Stop it,
yes,
Andy.
Yes, he is home, but I'm not home with him.
What's your husband's name?
Michael.
Okay, now Michael's counting on you, Lisa. Michael wants that. Michael wants that Home Depot gift certificate. And Lisa, because you're our challenger, you can choose the category.
Okay, great. What do I get to choose from? What are they again?
Well, they're history. They're almost anything.
Pretty much animals, everything.
Biology.
Okay, so I'm going to go with movies.
Movies.
Okay.
Okay, Bethy, concentrate.
Oh, stop
by
it.
All that's holy. Okay.
Hi, Bethy.
Hi.
Okay, here we go.
That's too easy.
Okay, there you go.
In the Star Wars universe, who is Luke Skywalker's mother?
I don't know.
Nobody knows this.
That's a hard one.
Well, it's a hard one.
I'm proud that neither of you knew this.
Well, it's a hard one for chicks. Because Meryl Streep did not appear in any of those movies, did they?
Is it the woman that Natalie Portman played in that sequel, whatever?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Padme?
Oh, that's right. That's correct.
Whoa.
Lisa, you got it. Yes.
Wow. Padme Amidala.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Wait. But maybe she was on. Oh, do you think she was online? No, because women don't cheat.
No, I promise. I'm not.
I believe you completely. Oh, you're in your car, too. Okay. Yes. Bethy?
Wait. Molly keeps calling. Hold on one second. Hold on. I just have to tell Molly. I'm on the radio. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Give me one second.
How should Beth?
Give me one second.
Break
what are the subjects
tomorrow?
Again? History.
Oh, it's almost anything.
You
what
go
would
ahead.
You like a question?
Oh,
I'm on the radio with Daddy. He tricked me.
Well, they hear Daddy trick me 3 or 4 times a day. That's no surprise in our house.
Okay, Beth, name your category.
I guess I'll go.
There's food. There's history.
I'll go food.
Food it is.
Okay. How many mother sauces are there in classical French cuisine?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Lisa, of course, you can take a shot.
It's a whole number.
I'm going to say 5.
The five is correct. Honey, I'm so proud of you. How did you do that?
I don't know.
I'm so impressed.
Hey, okay, now, Lisa, for the tiebreaker, name your category.
Okay, I'm going to go with literature.
Literature, right. Okay. Well, pretty challenging.
That one's too easy.
Okay.
Who wrote the young adult vampire romance novel, Twilight?
Oh, I don't know. Stephanie Meyer.
Yes! Oh, that was Lisa, right?
That was Lisa.
Yeah, that was Lisa.
Oh, it looks like Michael won a Home Depot gift certificate.
Well, Michael's in the running. So far, he's the only candidate. We're going to pick a name at the end of the show.
Oh,
Michael's
I see.
Lisa doesn't get it. Lisa gets it.
No, Michael
gets it. No, honey. You don't. Beth, sometimes it seems like you've never played My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife. You're playing like the gladiators of old. You're playing on behalf of your husbands. You're in the Coliseum battling it out on behalf of the nation state that sponsored you.
The one that doesn't get eaten by the lion gets the Home Depot gift.
Michael is Lisa. You did a great job. You did your husband proud. And Michael is in the running. We're going to pick a name at the end of. At the end of the show. And
Lisa, tune in at the end of the show, and we'll let you know whether Michael won or not.
That's a tricky way to get people to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's insidious.
Thank you, Lisa. Nice meeting you.
You don't have to say that, honey. We can just hang up on them. They're just callers.
What happened to the Andy Breckman who initiated the PMS hotline?
I've evolved. This is
you
me.
I've evolved.
Here's all I know. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to the PMS hotline. Here's all I know for sure. My wife is smarter than your wife.
No.
Hey, let's play that theme song again.
First of all, you wrote this, clearly.
My friend and partner, Johnny Celentano, might have helped me. I don't want to say he made it because I don't want him to get in trouble.
It's time to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. make her call us at 201-209-9368.
And we are rejoined by our reigning champion, Beth Breckman.
Well, she's actually not reigning champion. Yeah, Michael and Lisa.
Oh, you're right.
Lisa, Lisa was playing on behalf of her husband, Michael.
You're right. I stand corrected.
And we're at 201-209-9368.
So when do we change the name of the game show?
To My Wife Is Smarter Than Your Wife?
To My Wife's Not Quite As Smart As Your Wife.
Oh, no. Wait. We're still in this. Hey, you want to call Hank?
Okay.
Now, honey, if you play against Hank, do you want to play only in the food category? Or
No.
Oh, we'll just
whatever
see.
Whatever Hank wants. Like,
okay. Hey, Ken, what are you going to do if you win? Ken, if you win your Home Depot gift certificate.
Yeah. So there are no other...
No calls at the moment, honey.
I'm going to buy a masonry bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You dial, son. You dial like the wind. You think Hank has been listening?
No. No, I don't.
Well, I got my wife to listen.
You know, this is great that you call him Hank, because I know she's working on my birthday necklace.
Hello? I got my wife to listen by tricking her. Hey, Hank.
Hi, Hank.
It's Andy and Ken and Beth. Beth is on the phone, too.
You heard the show.
Have you been listening, Hank?
No, I haven't been.
Well, you've been cooking. How appropriate. We duped Beth into calling by pretending it was a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a cooking show, is it, honey?
No.
Hi,
Beth.
Hey,
did you get the Unbox Miss invitation?
Yes.
The what invitation?
Huh?
Molly's Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, you don't have to go. No, I'm going to give you guys a pass.
Oh, the invitation.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get a pass.
No.
Because I love you. I love you, so you don't have to go.
We're coming.
No, you don't have to go.
Yay.
You don't have to go.
And then
the only reason to go is because I...
My 50th birthday is coming up.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay. Honey, we're here to play My Wife Is Smarter Than Your Wife.
I think we're here to play. Let's talk about my 50th birthday.
Okay.
Hank, are you ready to play My Wife Is Smarter Than Your Wife?
Hank, it's you're going to get three trivia questions, okay. And the wife that wins two out of three earns their husband a chance to win a Home Depot gift certificate.
Really?
And
yeah.
Hank,
okay.
You can choose. Right. You can choose any category: chemistry, hockey,
Harry Potter,
physics,
Harry Potter.
Can it be history?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Here we go. History trivia. Okay, you ready? Hold on.
All right.
Bethy, are you ready?
Yeah.
For the love of God, Bethy, focus. By all that's holy, think, honey, please. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, Hank. Here
all
we
right,
go.
I'm ready.
Ruling for 64 years, which queen was the longest reigning British monarch?
Queen Elizabeth II.
No, you're both wrong.
You're both wrong.
What?
Oh, wait, can we
you don't get another. You don't. No one gets it. You don't get another bite of the apple. Sorry, honey.
The first queen.
Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
No one wins.
No one wins. Okay, so we're still at
we
zero.
Another history question?
Well, it's up to you, honey. It's your category. Would you like history?
Yeah. Is that okay, Hank?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Okay, absolutely.
It's all about redemption here.
Okay, hang on. Gotta find a better question.
Okay.
Here we go. What do the letters? This isn't. That's not history. Good God. Okay, the inventor Nikola Tesla was born on July 10th, 1856 in what modern-day country?
Poland?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I think
the
answer is no.
The Czech Republic?
The Czech Republic?
Mm. No.
That was a crazy one.
Correct answer is Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah. Hey, interesting fact about that. No one knows that answer, and no one cares.
Beth, we were both very close.
Okay, here we go.
Lots of people know. There's
another history question.
Okay, another history question.
Okay. Next history question. Who is credited with suggesting the word hello be used when answering the telephone?
Was it Bell? That
no.
Was Thomas Edison?
Yeah, yes. That's correct.
Thomas Edison. Was that Beth?
Thomas Edison.
That is Thomas Edison.
Was that Beth who said Thomas Edison?
That was Beth. I think we learned that when we visited the Edison Museum. A couple years ago, I let my wife visit the Edison Museum.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah.
Okay, Hank, your category.
Any category at all.
Does it have to be a different one?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't?
Yeah, it does have to be a different one.
Okay, so wait, give me options.
Chemistry, physics, rocket science.
Pretty hats? Is there a pretty hat category?
There is a pretty hat category.
Well, that would be fashion, I guess.
Yeah. Food? Food?
What else?
Language? Literature?
Language.
Okay. Language? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can't help you here, honey. You're on your own.
That's too ridiculously easy. Okay. In China, what number is considered unlucky because its pronunciation...
Four.
That's correct.
Beth... Lived in Japan. So
I
lived in
Japan.
China.
No,
It's the same symbol for death. That's why you never buy glasses in four or flowers in four or anything.
Mm. Well, Beth has won 2 points. So I guess Beth has won.
But I love Hank and I want to thank her for playing.
Thank you, Hank. Good job, Beth. I look forward to seeing you in October.
Do you want to apologize to Hank for putting her on the spot?
For
using her in this way?
I do have something. I don't have anything to say to Hank except thank you, but I do have something to say to you.
Okay.
My wife is smarter than your wife.
No, it's not true. Oh, God.
Hey, let's play that theme song again.
Yeah, I love it.
Hank, you got to hear this. We worked hard on this.
Hank, you have to hear the theme song.
No,
okay.
What? No.
Here you go.
To play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. Make her call us at 201-209-9368.
You're foxy too, Hank.
Hank, you're foxy,
you're
too.
You're foxy, too.
You know, if my wife is foxy, it's because she wears jewelry made by Hank.
Yeah, the best jewelry in the world.
The best jewelry in the world.
All right, thanks, Hank. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Beth.
This is fantastic. Honey, wait, you can't leave. You're the whole show. You can't leave.
No, you can't leave.
What would we do?
Beth, you can't leave.
Beth, you can't leave.
Okay, all right. But I thought it was done when Hank was.
No. We have another call.
We have another wife. Honey, we have husbands all over the tri-state area that would love this gift certificate.
Okay.
Hey, make your wife call 201-209-9368.
And joining us now is Jessica in Tulsa. Come on down, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you? Is your husband there?
Pardon me?
Is your husband there with you?
Oh, God. He is, yes.
Oh, we'd like your husband to go on the phone quickly and just introduce you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
Yes?
Oh, hi. Hey, could you take a minute and introduce your wife? She's playing on your behalf.
All right, this is my wife, Jessica. She's in the hospital about to give birth to a baby.
Wow.
Wow, fantastic.
It's going to be the third one.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And what's your name, sir?
And so, my name is Luke.
That's one very lucky baby, and I can see you probably have a lot of things to fix up around the house before the baby comes home. You'd probably love that Home Depot gift certificate.
Are you guys in between contractions? Is this when this call is taking place?
No, it's more of a scheduled thing or an unscheduled thing. But
it's a scheduled thing.
Oh, okay. Wait, but you're having the baby today?
Tomorrow morning.
Maybe tomorrow morning, honey.
Congratulations.
Honey, they really want to win that gift certificate. Jessica's
so is this
really playing.
Be her versus your wife?
Yeah, this is Jessica versus Beth. Let's put Jessica back on the phone.
We're so honored. That's
okay.
Really nice.
Here you go.
Yeah, we're so honored. Honey, they're just bored out of the... Honey, they're obviously bored out of their minds.
You're just listening to the show.
Honey, let me tell you how bored they are. They called WFMU. We're so honored. 201-209-9368.
Like a baby gift or something instead of a...
Beth, they didn't pull over on the way right to the emergency room. They're just bored to tears. 201-209-9368. Okay, Jessica, you're playing against my wife, Beth.
Okay.
Here we go.
And Jessica, you get to pick the first category.
Okay.
You can name any category.
What are there certain choices?
Almost anything. History, food, literature, science.
Food.
Food it is.
I'm pregnant, so food.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. And the first one to get two out of the three will win a chance at a Home Depot gift certificate.
Okay, Jessica and Beth, when found on a beer bottle, what do the acronym IPA stand for?
That's not food, that's drink.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the next question.
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
The first McDonald's restaurant, this isn't food either, opened in which U.S. state?
California.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Was that Beth?
It sure was. Beth is now so, she just doesn't want to win, I could tell. She wants to.
I don't think anyone's smarter than her.
No, there's no one smarter than her. I don't know what she's doing with me.
Okay, Beth, your category.
Okay.
It could be birds, biology, Australia.
I guess we've exhausted history. Is that what you're saying?
Earth, yeah.
England, France, trivia about France, geography.
Jessica, would you like to choose?
Beth, it's your choice.
Oh, she's doing this. Right, she's doing this sisterhood thing.
What are you going with?
France.
France.
Okay.
Okay, this is trivia about France.
Okay, here we go. In most countries, it's illegal to call sparkling wine by what name unless it
Champagne.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jessica. There's just no one.
That's okay.
We wish you all the best. Now, do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
I would be honored if you let me name the boy. Would you let me name him? It would be
a
great honor.
We already have a name.
I would be honored if you throw that name out and let me name your son.
What do you want the name?
Seymour.
What would be your
choice? Seymour.
Seymour.
Would you?
Seymour? No, we're not naming that.
Fine.
Seymour Butts.
Okay.
Seymour Butts.
Jessica, put your husband back on the phone. There's obviously no dealing with you. I just gave your wife the best name in the world for your son. To have her tell you what the name is and just name your son that name. Thanks very much for calling.
That's what pretty much happened.
Exactly. Ladies, listen to your husband. Obey your husband. We are at 201-209.
Congratulations, Jessica.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good luck tomorrow, Jessica.
All right.
Little Seymour.
Bye, Luke.
Little Seymour is like, he's like almost our godson. Don't you feel that way?
Little Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts. That's really cute.
That's almost a Simpson kind of joke. Hey, we have another caller. Honey, we have another challenger.
Okay,
here we go. Hi, thanks for calling.
And it's Ann in Indiana.
Hi,
here to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife.
Ann, say hello to Beth.
Hi, Ann.
Oh, hello, Beth.
How are you?
Hi, Beth.
See, this is the moment.
You're both doing well.
This is the moment in the Colosseum when the gladiators, they march into the center of the Colosseum and they greet each other.
Right.
And the nation states that they represent.
Are you a long-time listener, first-time caller?
I am.
Oh, that's good. Now, where in Indiana are you from?
No one cares.
West Lafayette.
No one cares. No
West
one cares. Okay, and we're ready to play. Hey, Ann, is your husband with you?
Yes, he's outside with my son.
And what is his name? Because you're playing for him. What's his name?
His name is Zachary.
Okay.
I just want to know, where's the Home Depot in West Lafayette,
Dear
Indiana?
God. Yes. Where's the Home Depot in
where
your
is
area?
It? It's in
yes.
Lafayette.
Yes, it's in Lafayette, Beth. Are you happy now? Can you sleep better now?
Wow,
it's neighboring.
It's really interesting for me to hear you treating Beth the way you treat me.
That's my life.
Well, when I go home, she's my co-host.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm really interested. Where's the Home Depot in West Lafayette?
You're not interested.
I am.
Honey, I'm so challenged.
I know where West Lafayette, Indiana is and where the Home Depot is.
Yes, what street in Lafayette?
West Lafayette is home to Purdue University. And we have a sister city, Lafayette, across the river, and that is...
And is there any chance at all you know the name of the employee of the month at that Home Depot?
Well, the Home Depot's on Normal Avenue in Lafayette, Indiana.
I believe it's on I Don't Care Boulevard. All right, so here we go. We're going right into it. This is, Ann, you're playing for your husband, Zach. He wants a chance at that gift certificate, and he wants to drive over to Lafayette.
Okay, Ann.
And what subject would you like to choose?
You can choose geography, history, literature, military, money, ocean, physics, science.
Oh, gosh. How about literature?
Literature it is.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
War and Peace, okay. War and Peace, originally published in 1869, is a novel written by which Russian author?
Oh, God. I know. Tolstoy.
Yes.
Tolstoy is right.
Tolstoy is right.
Tolstoy is right. I believe that was my wife.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zach. Sorry, Zach.
Okay, Beth.
I don't know what Zach is feeding his wife.
It's about Russia.
Beth is an intellectual bully, isn't she?
I knew going in that my wife would be smarter than your wife. Okay, Beth, it's your turn to choose a category.
Art.
Art. I'll go for art.
Okay.
The ancient Greek statue Aphrodite of Milos, better known as Venus de Milo, is currently on display in
Louvre.
The Louvre. Yes.
That's my wife. That's my girl.
Beth has won.
Damn.
Hey. And I want to thank Zach.
Thank you.
I want to thank Zach for letting his wife play. My wife is smarter than your wife here on WFMU. Hey, let's hear that theme song.
We'll never have this episode again.
Let's hear that theme song.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, Ann. Let's hear that theme song.
No,
yeah,
it's time to play My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife, starring Beth, Andy's foxy wife. Does your old lady have what it takes? Let's find out. Make her call us at 201-209-9368.
That's the match game music. Well done, Johnny.
So far, Michael is Michael is the honey. You got to give us another minute. One more candidate.
Okay. Well, I think. Wait, it's 6:53. Why don't we just play? Why not? Lisa and I have a death match or something.
Oh, Michael, well, you mean Lisa, the only person that has beaten you?
Or Lisa gets it, right?
Lisa would get it if the show ended right now. We have 6 minutes.
Yeah, we can have another round.
Okay.
One more round.
All sorts of categories that nobody's chosen.
Okay, yeah, I can be, yeah.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Unless no husband is brave enough to have his wife call.
Beth has won 4 out of 5 rounds.
This game
is... Very impressive.
Would you agree this is the most aptly named game?
No, this is the worst, Andy. This is the worst. You know, like, it's just categories that I like. So, like, it's not like, then it should be, we should do biology and physics.
Among the many reasons I love Beth is her modesty.
This is...
Okay, we're ready to do biology.
All right, we need...
Why is that good, honey? Because that's not your area of strength?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, gals.
Wait, but do we have a new? Is there
no, we're
there?
Waiting. We're waiting for another candidate.
And also, like you presume that all women are, you know, all these women are married. I hope there's like a lesbian couple that calls.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be so hot, wouldn't it, Ken? A lesbian couple.
that would be
my
great.
Wife is smarter. That would be next week. My wife is smarter than your partner.
Go get your shoes on. My mom could play.
Your mom could play. Let's call her. Wait, let's call her.
Call her.
Is she home? Is your mom pretty sharp?
She's incredibly sharp.
Oh, she is? Yeah. Okay, do you know her phone number?
I do.
Here, dial the number.
Step over here.
Don't get my she's
on. No, you have to just dial her here. And who
just dial the number, yeah.
And who are we calling, Ken? We're calling Emily's mom.
What's her name, Emily?
Katie.
And Katie is your what's your dad's name?
He has a partner. Katie has a partner.
Oh, your mom's gay. Oh, then what's her partner's name?
Aaron.
Oh, so hey, honey, you're getting your wish.
Yay! Thank goodness.
This is my wife is smarter than your partner. Oh, do you think she'll pick up? She won't know what this number is.
She might not. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a strange number. No one picks up.
I can't put another.
Do it next week?
No, we're not going to do it next week. Beth is not going to talk to me for 4 months.
Hi, this is Kate.
She sounds great.
I know.
She sounds really sharp. Oh, wait, here's another call. Maybe that's... Okay, we have time for one more round.
Hi, you're on the air. Ready to play My Wife?
Yeah, my wife wants to play.
All right.
Okay, put her on. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Denise.
Hi, put Denise on.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine, thank you. And are you ready to do your husband the honor of playing?
Wait, Denise, where are you calling from?
No one cares. Beth, we only have a few minutes. Denise, okay. Denise,
I'm calling from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Heard only good things. Okay, Denise, pick a category.
I don't know biology, but I can do physics.
Physics it is. Okay. There we go, physics.
There we go.
Okay.
These are too easy.
Here we go.
Okay, which branch of physics is devoted to the study of heat and related phenomenon?
Thermogenics?
That's right.
We'll give it to you. Thermodynamics.
Wow, that's great, Denise.
All right, Beth, quick, you choose a category. Biology?
Come on, honey.
Okay, I'll go biology.
Come on, honey. Oh, no, Beth, you're falling on your sword. You're taking a dive.
In humans, what is the only internal organ capable of regenerating lost tissue?
The liver.
Yes.
Is that Denise also?
That was Denise. Oh, Denise wins.
Well done. Denise, what is the name? What is your husband's name again?
He didn't say. His name is Paul.
Paul, okay.
It's between Paul and Michael.
Okay, so I'm about to choose between Paul and Michael. One of them is getting
Denise play Lisa?
There's no time, Beth.
There's no time, Beth. Beth, we only do a one-hour show. It's from 6 to 7 every Wednesday. You should tune in sometime. You'd love it.
I'm confused. You need my...
We're about to choose. Wait, I don't know how to choose. How about just... I'll flip a coin.
Well, let me choose one of those. I don't know which one it is.
Okay.
Put them down.
Okay, wait. Let me mix them up. Okay, pick one, buddy. Okay, and who won the gift certificate?
Denise and Paul win.
Denise and Paul. Denise, you have to write into... Ken at WFMU.org and give him your email address.
What a winning.
Paul just won a $25 gift certificate to Home Depot.
Hey, you know what?
Well, when he goes to Home Depot, maybe he'll let you come with him. You'll love it.
Okay.
Maybe he'll let you sit in the front seat.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks, well Denise. Done.
Thanks, Denise. Congratulations,
hey, Paul.
Hey,
Bethy. Hey, Bethy, can I just tell you before you go?
What?
I love you so much, and I don't know how you put up with me.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I was at the, we were in Madison, New Jersey on the weekend, and we went to the Whole Foods there. You're really lucky to have that.
Oh, that means it's good. We enjoy our Whole Foods. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks, Denise. Congratulations, Paul. Thanks, Beth.
You've been listening to My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife. We want to thank all the wives. They all fought valiantly for their husband's honor.
And thanks to Nick the Bard. Thanks to Veronica.
Thanks to Veronica.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Let me just say that I could not be married to me.
No, you couldn't.
No, I couldn't. I don't know how. I don't know how anyone does
it. I don't know
it.
How Beth does it.
I don't know either. I don't know how you do it either, buddy, every week.
Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla.
Oh, and go on Kickstarter and help with our billboard.
At WFMU.org.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
Who is this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane? All
right.
That's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Say you love me.
Well...
Yeah.
Where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in it. Quick down in Egypt.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
I'm Kim Zilla.
And... This week...
Yeah, guess what?
We had a real...
adventure.
I was going to say a real bear of a show, but doesn't work. Like we're mixing metaphors.
There's really no metaphors with wolves, really.
No, yeah.
Not that I can think of. I'm sure people can tell us if there's wolf metaphors that I'm not aware of.
I'm sure, yeah. Hey. Our listeners are usually pretty punny on the message.
Oh, board. No, Emily, you did not.
I did.
Hey, guys, check us out, WFMU.org, playlists and comments. We're going to be there. But right now we're here.
Here we are.
Yeah. Present. Vocally present.
Yeah.
And it's too clicky for me to do both with the mic open.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Gotcha. Here. Wait, did we switch keyboards?
Yeah. This is, listen. Oh,
never mind. That's a nice one. That's like a nice, like classic clicking noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's a vintage clicky.
We're here.
We're here.
Yeah.
We made it back. From
our adventure.
Yeah. I took notes about what we were supposed to talk about this evening, and then I took a picture of my notes in case I lost them.
There were some gremlins in this episode, for sure.
Yeah, it's that's what I meant by, like, we have had a bear of an episode. We had some gremlins on the editing end that just kept putting files back. And
yeah, there were certain elements of this episode that we wanted to edit, and each time we would share the edit with each other, it was back in there.
Yeah, so somebody wants us to talk about a wolf with
a limp
and
we did
hydrocephalus.
Done.
We did two different wolves.
But if you want to start out with where we went.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember the time that we tried to go visit the Lakota Wolf Preserve and then didn't, because we only got as far as the campsite because Kim got really sick and it rained and everything went wrong.
Yeah. And we could barely get up the road with my car, which it made it this time with
it
only
did.
Two people in, but you'll find that out soon enough.
We decided not to go camping. We just, you know, we decided not to press our luck, and we just went up there to meet with Becky. And Jim briefly, who are the owners and proprietors and the everything of the Lakota Wolf Preserve.
Bus drivers.
Car parkers.
Yeah,
wolf
carcass
feeders,
picker uppers.
fence repairers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. Of the Lakota Wolf Preserve, which,
you name it,
surprisingly enough, is a wolf preserve that's in Columbia, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Who knew that there were wolves in New Jersey? An hour away from here. So it's definitely a road trip. Our little interviews outside the studio, which is fun because, you know, you can't beat having, there's this one great video that I took of you, Emily, where you're having a conversation with Becky and behind you, this wolf is like pacing back and forth.
That's so cool.
It's really neat.
Oh man, the urge to snuggle with these wolves was just like too much. It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like dog pile with them, like
really.
But and they, you're not supposed to do that.
They and they have 19 wolves there in different packs. So today we're going to go over, we're going to talk to Becky just as she kind of describes like the life of having a wolf preserve and managing a wolf preserve, and a little bit about some of the wolves there. And some of them are special needs, and you'll find out that Becky has an incredible heart, and that's what's kind of running this place is their heart.
Yeah.
And but they also have bobcats and foxes.
Oh man, I have a great fox story for you guys later. We got to talk with Becky privately, but then we also got to take the tour that they offer to everybody who comes to visit, where you get to go meet the wolves and the foxes and the bobcats, and they give you lectures. And Becky told us a great fox story that I'll get into at the end if we have more time. But I think we can say it was a much more successful wolf visit than our first one. Neither one of us got bit by a wolf.
Nope.
We're both still human.
Well, we legally weren't allowed to touch the wolves.
That's true. Legally.
So it was great. And I think we should probably just jump right into it. And
I
then we can kind of talk about a little bit more once you get to know Becky and her pack a little bit.
Yeah, her pack.
Oh.
I want a pack.
Turn up the volume for your dogs.
All right, so...
We're going up the hill. We're making it this time.
We are. We're going up that hill.
Oh, no! Turtle! I gotta get him!
Okay.
Come, let's get the turtle!
So, we're stopping the car and getting out because there is a turtle in the middle of the road. We almost hit him, but we didn't, and instead...